This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, you are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is your host Ali, and today we want to discuss some of the moral virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Stay tuned. Dear listeners, today we want to discuss one of the moral traits and virtues of Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, and that is kindness and affection. Among the qualities of Sayyidul Shuhada, Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, was that he had great affection for the people and offered his help to those in need. He used to reach out for the assistance of all those who needed it, and for anyone who sought his refuge, he used to accord it to him. Among the obvious examples of Imam Hussein alayhi salam's kindness is the episode concerning Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, who was accompanied with, according to some traditions, 1,000 soldiers, and they had been sent to confront Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But when they came face to face with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they had already run out of drinking water, and they all were on the verge of death due to extreme thirst. When the holy Imam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, saw their serious condition, he was having sufficient quantities of water with him, and he supplied all of them with water and even provided it to their mouths. Among the forces of Hur was an old man who was shaking so violently that he could not hold the mouth of the water bag steady to drink the water. So, you know, what did the Imam do? The Imam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, held the water bag for him and made him steady with his own hands. These actions were the most prominent examples in the culture of humanity that are recorded in the pages of history. And brothers and sisters, we're not talking about ordinary people. These people who came with the Hur's army, they were actually the enemies of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So we're not talking about ordinary people. This particular incident that we narrated for you, and there are many such other incidents, this is the height of being kind and affectionate. You know, how can I cannot, at a personal level, I cannot fathom that somebody who has an enemy, who knows the intentions of the enemy, who knows that the enemy has come to trouble me, yet when it comes to suffering that the enemy is facing, in this case, you know, lack of water, Imam Hussein alayhi salam decides to give them water. This is the height that anybody can even imagine in this world. Right? So the lesson for us is, brothers and sisters, that even at the first level, if we're not so affectionate and kind towards the enemies, you know, at a personal level, and we're not talking about the enemies of Islam, we're not talking, you know, it's, you know, in our case, it's at a personal level, maybe we cannot forgive them, but at least do we have this kindness and affection for these people who are suffering in the world? Are we doing enough for these people who are needy, who are poor? These are the questions we need to ask ourselves. What is our role? Are we really walking the path of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, or do we just say that we follow Imam Hussein alayhi salam because we think that loving Imam Hussein alayhi salam is enough? Well, these are the questions we all need to ask ourselves. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.